Happy Thursday, everyone. Today is January 21st, 2021, and welcome to Today in Sports History, the podcast that will make you the most interesting person at the water cooler, guaranteed. Without any further ado, let's get started. In 1930, the Boston Bruins become the first team in NHL history to score 100 goals in a season and a 5-1 win over Chicago at the Boston Garden. In 1954, for the first time in NBA All-Star history, an overtime period is needed to decide a winner. Boston Celtics guard Bob Cousy scores 10 points in overtime to give the East a 98-93 win. Cousy wins the MVP. In 1958, Philadelphia Phillies agree to televise 78 games in New York City. Unfortunately, the deal fell through before the season started. Also in 1958, St. Louis Hawks forward Bob Pettit becomes the first member of a losing team to win the NBA All-Star MVP award. He scored 28 points and grabbed 26 rebounds, even though the East beat West 130-118. In 1967, the U.S. Female Figure Skating Championship is won by Peggy Fleming. In 1978, Panamanian boxer Roberto Duran becomes undisputed World Lightweight Championship with a 12th round TKO of Esteban de Jesus at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas. He defended his WBA title for the 12th time, and he also takes de Jesus' WBC title. In 1980, Les Henson of Virginia Tech makes an 89-foot, 3-inch basketball shot. In 1982, the New York Islanders begin a then-NHL record 15-game winning streak with a 6-1 win over the Pittsburgh Penguins at Nassau Coliseum. In 1984, the U.S. Men's Figure Skating Championship is won by Scott Hamilton. In 1985, Dennis Potvin ties Bobby Orr's career record of 270 NHL goals. In 1989, Wayne Gretzky passes Marcel Dion to become the NHL's second all-time scorer. In 1990, tennis bad boy and crybaby, Johnny McEnroe becomes the first ever player to be expelled from the Australian Open. In 1991, Sacramento's Dick Motta coaches in his 1,648th regular season game, a 97-94 Kings victory over Houston. At the time, it was an NBA record for most regular season coaching appearances. Staying in the NBA, in 1994, the Dallas Mavericks suffer a 19th straight loss at the Reunion Arena, losing 91-87 to the Seattle Supersonics, extending the unwanted NBA record for most consecutive home losses. In 2001, the Pittsburgh Penguins defeat the Chicago Blackhawks 4-0, the first ever NHL game featuring two European-trained coaches. In 2004, the Minnesota Wild set an NHL record for two fastest goals when Jim Dowd and Richard Park scored just 3 seconds apart in the final 15 seconds of a 4-2 win over the visiting Chicago Blackhawks. In 2010, LA Lakers forward Kobe Bryant becomes the youngest NBA player to reach 25,000 career points at the exact age of 31 and 151 days. He beat out Wilt Chamberlain by 35 days. In 2019, Golden State Warriors guard Klay Thompson sets an NBA record by making his first 10 attempts from three-point range as the Warriors beat the Lakers 130-111. Thompson ended up with 44 points in the game. And we'll be right back with our deep dive segment. Thanks for sticking around and welcome to our deep dive segment. Today we're going to look at all the times that tennis crybaby and bad boy Johnny McEnroe was either fined or dismissed from a match. In June 1977, McEnroe screamed obscenities at a French Open line judge while winning mixed doubles final match with Mary Carrillo, but was not fined. In July 1980, he earned his first major warning at Wimbledon for behavior during a semi-final match against Jimmy Connors. In July 1981, he was fined a total of $6,000 at Wimbledon when he called chair umpire, quote, pits of the world, quote, and told him, quote, you can't be serious. Referee Fred Hoyles said he had come within two tantrums of being disqualified during an earlier match against Tom Gullickson. In May of 1983, he was fined $1,000 for calling Czech opponent Thomas Smid, quote, a communist bastard at a Forest Hills event. In June of 1983, he was fined $3,500 for clashing with a photographer courtside during the French Open. Just a month later, he was fined another $325 for swearing at a spectator during Wimbledon. Fines during the year of 1983 totaled $7,500. In May of 1984, he matched last year's total in a single event during the Stockholm Open, being fined $7,500 for misconduct. In June 1984, he accrued fines totaling $3,500 for swearing at linesmen and other verbal abuse during a match against Connors at the French Open. In January 1985, he was dropped from the U.S. Davis Cup team after, quote, outrageous behavior during the 1984 final defeat by Sweden. In June of 1985, he loses his honorary membership of London's Queen's Club for abusing the chairman's wife while practicing. However, McEnroe was later reinstated. In December of 1985, he was fined $3,500 for three separate offenses at the Australian Open, culminating with verbal abuse of opponent Slobodan Zivojinovic. In January 1986, he was beaten by Brad Gilbert at the Masters Finals in New York and was fined $1,000 for arguing with spectators. He waited a little while before his next one in September of 1986, receiving fines totaling $3,500 at the U.S. Open after he and partner Peter Fleming were disqualified for arriving late for a men's doubles match. The fine broke down as follows: $750 for being late and $2,750 for saying that he thought about the disqualification. In April of 1987, he was fined $2,000 for time-wasting during a match at a WCT event in Dallas. In May of 1987, he was fined $4,000 for walking off court during the World Cup in Dusseldorf. In September of 1987, he was suspended 2 months and fined $10,000 for various offenses at the U.S. Open. In July of 1988, he was warned for racket abuse during a defeat against Australian William Mars at Wimbledon. In July of 1989, Australian John Fitzgerald, a fourth-round loser to McEnroe, accused him of using tantrums to put off his opponents. In January of 1990, he was thrown out of the Australian Open and fined $6,500 after receiving a third warning for misbehavior. In April of 1991, McEnroe admits his own behavior on court, quote, sickens me, after receiving a code violation and point penalty during a defeat by fellow American Todd Whitskin in Hong Kong. In July of 1991, he was fined $10,000 for swearing at a linesman in Wimbledon during a loss against Stefan Edberg. This event was unfortunately picked up by television microphones. So, for those of you not keeping track, we have a grand total of $69,500 in fines over Johnny McEnroe's career. We want to thank you for joining us in this episode and hope to have you back for many more. Please don't forget to subscribe to us however you're listening and follow and like us on all social media. We can be found at Sport History Pod. Again, that's at Sport History Pod. Thank you to Jason Shaw at Audionautics for the introduction music and Laura Robin, our script editor and director. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.